Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series on the sales agreement. Right now, we're going to talk about real property versus personal property.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We were talking last program about the elements of a sales agreement, and whether it's commercial or residential, there's a lot of commonalities that we wanted to address. We talked last program about how a realtor is representing you in a transaction. We also talked about how the money's coming in, what the sales price was, that it could include earnest money and a down payment, possibly all cash at close of escrow, but also money from the loan. So let's talk about other parts of that sales agreement that are pretty critical to your success. Sweating these details, let's talk about fixtures and personal property.
Well, first of all, as I make an offer to buy your real property, everything capable of being owned can be divided into two categories, real property and personal property. The real estate and anything permanently attached to the land is called real property. Anything that is tentatively attached would be called personal property. Attached by gravity doesn't count. Everything's attached by gravity.
Right. So the personal property could be your furniture, the items that are loose and free-flowing. What's affixed or attached to the property is generally
washers and dryers, refrigerators, that sort of thing. It'd be personal property.
And you want to make sure that you understand, for example, the range ovens. Sometimes they're drop-in, sometimes they're freestanding. If they're drop-in and they're attached or fixed, they're a fixture. But if they're freestanding, you can pull them, slide them out and unplug them and take off. They're personal property.
Well, and a fixture is treated as if it's real property. Even though you bought it in a box and you packed it in and you stuck it in place, it is now fixed in that location. So that would be considered normally real property. But to terminate the confusion, you list the things that might be questionable. Does the seller know that? Would they potentially remove it? Well, if that's the case, I'm going to name it my offer.
I love this conversation. I think it's a critical conversation and would often be forgotten if it weren't part of the form. One item that I see a lot of controversy on is hot tubs in residential real estate. Is it freestanding or is it affixed to the property? So over-describe, over-include, be very comprehensive in this part of the contract. Now let's talk about the ways you could be purchasing. It could be an all-cash transaction. When you have an all-cash purchase, you'll usually be required to show verification of those funds.
And those funds would probably be coming from a bank account, and you need to be able to demonstrate that you've got those monies available. It could also be stocks, bonds, and so forth that you would be selling to get there.
We'll talk more on the details of your offer next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.